want to talk about the din of being Mesiach Das from one's tefillin, which one has when one is wearing tefillin. So there's a famous Rosh. The Rosh asks the Kasha that the Gemara says you're allowed to fall asleep while you're wearing tefillin. You're not allowed to have to sleep a shinas keva, but you're allowed to sleep a shinas arai. Shinas arai, you're allowed to fall asleep if you're doing a job and you fall asleep while you're wearing tefillin, then it's mutter. So the Rosh asks the Kasha, since we have a din that there's an iset in Mesiach Das from the tefillin while you're wearing tefillin, so how can you fall asleep while you're wearing tefillin? While you're wearing tefillin and you're falling asleep, then you can't have your mind on your tefillin, you can't think about them. So the Rosh answers in the name of Rabbi Yoin. We found an answer. When a person is joking and he's having a good time, he's laughing and joking, that's called Hesach Hadas in Tefillin. When a person has got Yira Shemaim on his face, or Mis Asik B'tzracha, when he's busy doing something, he's busy occupying himself with business. Even though he's doing work and he's doing his business, and he's not concentrating about his tefillin the whole time, that's not called Hesach Hadas. Because if you don't say that, how can it be possible to wear tefillin the whole day? So since you see that it's possible that the Torah says you mukhif to wear tefillin the whole day, and it's obvious that while you're wearing tefillin the whole day, you must be doing other things during the day. You can't just be just wearing tefillin and doing nothing all day. So obviously you must be doing whatever you do during the day, whether it's learning or davening or working. So you don't need to have your mind on your tefillin the whole time. Therefore, says the Rosh, when he's falling asleep, having a nap, that's not called the Hesach Hadas, because at the time when he's asleep, he is forgetting the heavenly olam, the mundaneness of this world. In kan kalus rosh, and there's no kalus rosh. So you see that the rosh holds in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that the whole issue of Hesach Hadas in tefillin is kalus rosh. The kalus rosh is also when he's wearing tefillin, but if one isn't in a massive of kalus rosh, one is just doing what one does every day of one's life, one goes about one normal course of events that one does during the day. One can do that even when one is wearing tefillin, and it's not called the Hesach Hadas. Says the Rosh, even when one is asleep and one has a shinas arai, since one is not in a matzav of kalas roish, that is mutter while you're wearing tefillin. So the Shagas Ari comes along and says that there's a kasha on this Rosh. The Shagas Ari asks a kasha from a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara talks about there all the things that you're not allowed to do before Shabbos in case you may come to forget yourself and carry on doing them during Shabbos. But the Gemara brings a braisa that it says over here that a person's allowed to wear tefillin late on Friday afternoon, even though there's a chashash that the person may forget himself and may come to carry on wearing the tefillin while it's Shabbos, and then it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and that's called carrying. So the Gemara says, how can you wear your tefillin erev Shabbos? My time, given the Omer of Rabbi Rav Huna, chayv adam mashmir tefillin kol Shabbos shah. Since there's a din that you have to feel your tefillin the whole time, in order that you should not take your mind off your tefillin even for one moment. Kav v'chayim amitzitz, umatzitz she'in way ela azkara achas amr teira v'hayah od metzchi tamish le'isich da'at v'menu. Tefillin she'ish b'em azkara ishar b'arachas kam v'kama. So since we learn from tzitz that your person's mukhiv to have his mind on his tefillin the whole time, so therefore there's no chashash the person's going to forget that he is going to that he's wearing tefillin. Since there's no chashash that he's going to forget that he's wearing tefillin, therefore you can wear them erev Shabbos, and you're not frightened that he's going to carry on wearing them during Shabbos. Yeah, look, he's going to remember his tefillin, and he's not going to forget that he's wearing them. Says the Shagas Arya, Bishleim, if you learn that Hesach Hadas is the Issa Keseda, that you're not allowed to Mesiach Das from your tefillin the whole time, even for one moment. So then we can understand why you're allowed to wear your tefillin on a Friday afternoon, even though it's late on Erev Shabbos, and you may come to carry on wearing them into Shabbos. But since the din is that you're mechuyav to have your mind on your tefillin the whole time, so when it comes to wish, we're sure that by the time it comes to Shabbos, he will remember that he's wearing his tefillin, and then obviously jog his memory that it's Friday afternoon, and he'll take his tefillin off in time. Says the Shagas Aryeh, but if you're going to learn like the Russian, the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the only issue of Heschadas and tefillin is in the matzah of Kalas Roish, that when you're joking around and fooling yourself around, this person's not fooling himself around, this person's not in the matzah of Kalas Roish, he's just wearing tefillin, but Pashtus, he's wearing tefillin because he wears tefillin all day. He's one of those Yidden who wears tefillin all day, and he's wearing them just before Shabbos as well. Doesn't mean that he's in the matzah of Kalas Roish. So therefore, if he's not in the matzah of Kalas Roish, so therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, this person may forget that he is wearing tefillin because he's in the middle of doing something else, and by then he may forget that he's stuck wearing tefillin and carry them on Shabbos. So from this Gemara is a Raya, not like Rabbeinu Yonah. As they frank the Shagas Aryeh. That's one kasha. Second kasha, which the Shagas Aryeh asks, is that he wants to tell Taina that the Rambam couldn't have learned like Rabbeinu Yonah, because there's a Rambam Hilchos Tefillin, and the Rambam says, what's the din about somebody who is mitztayer? So the Rambam says like this, that Mishain meet mitztayer, somebody who is mitztayer. So we can clear what mitztayer means. It could be that he's not feeling well, it could be that he's uncomfortable, whatever. It's not exactly clear what mitztayer means, but there's some he's mitztayer, right? I understand it means he's not feeling well, he's not feeling comfortable, whatever. Mishain died to Mishavis Olam, somebody who hasn't got a clear mind, he's worried about something. Something's bothering him. So potter not tefillin. So mitzvah is also somebody who's got a chayli, which has matured his mind, and he can't think about his tefillin, because his chayli takes his mind off his tefillin. Because there's a din that you're not allowed to misiach das from your tefillin while you're wearing them. Also lasiach daite mehem. Therefore, since you're not allowed to misiach das from your tefillin while you're wearing them, that's why a mitztayer or mishein dat mishavas olam is potter. Comes along the Shagas Aryeh and he tainas, bishleim if you don't learn like Rabbeinu Yonah, bishleim if you learn that there's issa hesachat das the whole time. So then I understand why somebody who is mitztayer and dat mishavas olam, he can't wear tefillin, because it's ain't dat mishavas olam, and if he's going to misiach das from his tefillin, and the tefillin is also hesachat das. But if you say that's only Kalas Roish, which is also, so somebody who's mitztayer, ain't that to be Shabbos Olam, he's worried about something, doesn't necessarily mean that he's in a matzah of Kalas Roish. And therefore, if it's not in a matzah of Kalas Roish, he should be allowed to wear tefillin. Zichah shouldn't be potter from wearing tefillin. So therefore, the Shagas Aryeh tainas, there's a clear eye from this Rambam, that the Rambam didn't learn like this Rabbeinu Yonah. The problem is that the Rabbeinu Yonah himself, he brings this answer, he brings the B'Shem Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe is the Rambam. So it's very hard to say that the very Rabbeinu Yonah from which the Rabbi, which brings his whole teretz that the only issue of Hesachat Das Tefillin is Kalas Roish, he brings it from the Rambam. It's very hard to say that the very Rambam which he brings the Raya that the issue is Kalas Roish should be mucha from this Rambam against this Yisod. So Be'ez Hashem would like to suggest the Mahalach to answer these two kashas. But in order to do that, we first have to learn the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, back to this Kabbal Chayim. Where's the Mekoyim for the Issa Hesach Adas and Tefillin? Mekoyim for the Issa Hesach Adas and Tefillin is the Gemara in Yuma. We just learned the Gemara. The Gemara learns out from the Tzitz. And the Tzitz, it says that, the Pasuk says, V'hayal Metzchei Tamid. And therefore, the Gemara learns out from the V'hayal Metzchei Tamid that there's an Issa to Messiah Das from the Tzitz. Says the Gemara, Ma'adach the Tzitz, which only has one shame on it. And nevertheless, the Torah says on the tzitz, that there's a chiyuv to have your mind on the tzitz and not be misiach das from it. Tefillin, sheyesh b'hem azkaris harbe, tefillin which have many azkaris. And the Rambam links too, how many azkaris? 21 azkaris in the Shelyad, 21 azkaris in the Shoresh, which altogether make 42 azkaris, which is connected to the Shem and base. Yeah, and the Mashiach Chachma says it's connected to the Gvatcha of Erke Asher Erke. There's a ganzer Muslim in these Shemas. Yeah, there's a Merit of Kazakh. One has to be aware that this very significant number of Shemas that one has in one's Tefillin. Since Tefillin have so many Shemas, therefore there's also an Issa to Messiah Das from Tefillin. Now in Tosfos and in Yuma ask a Kasha. That the Lachayr, the Kasha, the Lachur, the Raya from Tzitz is not a Raya. Because the tzitz, the shame was megula, the shame was open. Everybody could see the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, could see the Kodesh Lashem written on his forehead. But our tefillin only have the Sheamus inside. The Sheamus, the cupboard. You can't see the Sheamus in the tefillin that the one is wearing. The kasha is, so how can you learn out? How can you make a kavod chayim? Very nice, that tefillin have got many more Sheamus than the tzitz. But the Sheamus of the tzitz are covered. The Sheamus are not covered. The Sheamus of the tefillin are covered. So therefore, it could very well be that by the tzitz, where the Sheamus is covered, it's uncovered, it's galoy, therefore to be zayin for the shame to be in a matzav of hesach hadas, a matzav of kalas resh. And therefore, if you can't be joking around in the shame Hashem is megula, to be zayin to the shame. But if the shame is covered, could be that there's no hesach hadas. As if Rek Taisvus on the Gemara. So Taisvus and Chanamet, the Kasha is a good Kasha. And therefore, Taisvus Taina, the Kal V'Chaim, which the Gemara learns, and Shkin Kal V'Chaim Gemura. It's only an Asmachta, it's only a Svara Ba'alma, which the Chachamim used to make fix the din that you mechayev to mashmash tefillin b'chal shah b'shah, because the Rataka Rabbanon didn't want to miss Yech Da'as. But it's only a din Rabbanon, it's not a chiv deraisa, it's only a din Rabbanon. And the whole limit is only a Rabbanon de Kal V'Chaim. However, if you look in the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says quite clearly that it's a proper Kal V'Chaymer. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam says that he's a chiv to be mashmash in Tefillin. He learns it from Tzitz. And he says, Chai Vodman mashmash in Tefillin calls man Shem Alav, Shle Yisiyadai Temem Afili Rega Echad, Shekdushasan Gedoyle Mekdush Satzitz. שהציץ אין ביד השם אחד, ואלי יש בהם אחד ועשרים שם של יד קי, בשם בשלוש וחמש עשרים של יד. The Rambam doesn't say it's not a Kal V'Chaymer Gamlu. The Rambam seems to learn it's a proper Kal V'Chaymer. The Kedushas and Gedoyim, the Kedushas that ציץ. So, you see the Rambam didn't learn like Tosfos. So in order to explain the Rambam, I want to say over a Chinuch. We're learning at the moment that the Issa of Hesach Hadas and Tefillin is, since you see Tosfos asked the Kasha, Tosfos learns the Kasha, you see that still with the design of the shame. Yeah? Since Tosfos holds that when it's covered, there's no bizayin, when it's open, there is a bizayin, you see that Issa Hesach Hadas is totally on bizayin for the shame Hashem. However, if you look in the Chinuch says like this, why bechlal do we wear tefillin? So the Chinuch says, Mishrashi HaMitzvah, the Shrashi HaMitzvah, Mitzvah's tefillin is because Lefisha Adam be Yosef Baal Chaim. A person is mortal, is Baal Chaim, he's connected to Chum Riyos. Yimashech behechruch acha ha-taybis. He's got the Yitzhar, and the Yitzhar schleps him to Taybis and Chum Riyos, Eilem HaZem. Ki chen teva ha-chaim ha-levakesh kol ha-nois e-lov. V'olay hev kesus keperet ein hovin. A person who is connected to material welfare, he'd say he gets schlepped to more materialism, and it doesn't make any difference what's geschmack for him he goes to, and what's not geschmack he discards. Im loisha nefesh achad me'akil timnen. Unless the neshama which HaKadosh Baruch has given him will stop him doing it if you kaicha min achet. A person's got a neshama, and the neshama is supposed to protect the person from doing an aviris. U'me'ashetishken gevulay shehi ha'aretz. But the neshama is also weak, because the neshama really belongs in the Shemaim, and the neshama is now down here on this world in the person's guf. Therefore, he hasn't got very much koyach. Therefore, the neshama hasn't got koyach to miscaber over the chumrius of the person. Therefore, the neshama needs many shemrim. There's a fight going on. The Yitzhar is trying to win over the Yitzhar Tov and kill him, and the Yitzhar Tov is trying to kill the Yitzhar. Rotah, Mokam Lezach, Yisainu, Anachna, Makadesh, Mitzivonu, Laham, Yishayimri, Gibayim, Masavila. What are these Shayimrim? Number one, Yishayim, Yitzhavinu, Lamal Nafsik, Divitayim, Mipinu, we should be learning Yemu Velayla. We're learning Tayri Yemu Velayla, is a Shmirek, Yitzhar. It's a shmirah to help the Yitzhar Tov, b'shem the Yitzhar Ra. B'shinit and Abatitzios b'arakamfis k'seinu, we should have mezuzah b'bischeinu, ha'tfilin b'yadeinu b'rishenu, v'akoyu l'azkireinu, l'manechtam l'oishak yadeinu, v'linosa achrei neinu, v'achrei yeitze machshavis libeinu. And then he says, ha'chidosh m'nei kein omru z'chachomim, v'akoyen v'avim b'shas away de p'turim mehem. I'm not sure what that means. Why? Because of this Kainim HaPatah. But the Rambam says, because of this Svara, which I just told you now, you should know that Kainim and Levim HaPatah, B'Sha'as Avayt. Okay, we can think about that, why that should be. But then the Rambam says, now the what can they get to us? B'yoyz, b'yisoyd ha'tfilin mashah zacharnu, because we just explained that tefillin is meant to be a shmira. It's against the Yitzhara, and to help the Yitzhara Toiv have kayach to be miscabbled with the Yitzhara. Yeah, says the chinuch. The reason why you're not allowed to misach das from tefillin is because the tefillin have to be shemas from the yitzara, to help the yitzara take shemas from the yitzara, and we can only do that if we're consciously aware that we're carrying the shem Hashem on us, and that shem Hashem which we're wearing on us is a shema against the yitzara, and therefore we have to be careful not to forget that we've got the shem Hashem on us, because as soon as we forget that we've got the shem Hashem on us, the shem Hashem won't protect us from the yitzara. According to this chinuch, it's nothing to do with bizayin Hashem. According to this chinuch, the yisoid of the din of hesach hadas has nothing to do with the bizayin for the shem Hashem to be in the matzav of kavod reish. The yisoid of the din of hesach hadas is a new din that while you're wearing tefillin, the kedushas ha-tefillin is mechayev, that the mitzvah tefillin itself, that since the tachlis of the mitzvah tefillin is that the tefillin should help a person against his, combat his yitzhara, a person has to really be consciously aware that he is wearing these tefillin which are going to help him to combat his yitzhara. And that's the tachas of the tefillin, that's the pshat of the mitzvah, Hesach Hadas. Nothing to do with the bizayin of the Shem, it's to do with the tachlis for which the mitzvah tefillin was given in the first place. Either Gemara says that it's kalachayim from tzitz, so the Gemara means because the tzitz seems to also have had this fact. The tzitz, when the Torah says, v'hayah ametzchei tamid, the Torah wasn't giving an issa to be mevaza the tzitz. The Torah was giving a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to have his mind on the tzitz, because that Shem Hashem which is on the Kohen Gadol was also going to help him to be miskaber on his Yitzhar and to have his mind on Ruchnius and on the Avedis Hashem. Yeah, now the Gemara is saying a kal v'chaymer. If even one shame has got such an effect and has such a tachlis that it's going to be shaming from Yitzhara, and therefore because of that you have to have your mind on it and be consciously aware that you're carrying the shame Hashem on your kaseidah in order that the shame Hashem should be able to do its job. So kalachos kam v'kam, when a person's wearing 42 shamers, then he should on his guf, that Avadi, he should be consciously aware of that he's wearing 42 shemis on his guf the whole time in order that these shemis should be able to function and as good shemrim against the Yetzirah. But it's nothing to do with the Bizayin Hashem. Okay, so that's the point. So now, so come to Chesed. So I want to just add one more point, that come to Chesed, the mitzvah has chadah, it's not just, it's not an isna, but it's a mitzvah. Contrary to the Rambam's learning, contrary to the we answered from Taisvus, is that the Issa Hesachadas is Yisoid and Issa. You're not allowed to move out of the shape. The Chiyuv Mishmush is to make sure that you don't forget that you're wearing tefillin, because if you forget you're wearing tefillin, you may come to Kamas Rish, which is an Issa. But contrary to the way we're learning now, it goes like this. The Torah says, Ahayah Metzchei Tomit, that there's a mitzvah of Ahayah Metzchei Tomit. You have to have your mind on your tefillin Kaseidah. Right? There's a mitzvah, that's the tachlis of the Levitch's tefillin, is that the tefillin should, that your mind should be consciously aware of your tefillin the whole time. The chiv of mishmush is to help you in mekayim that mitzvah. The chiv of mishmush is, in order to be helping you in mekayim that mitzvah, that you should always have your mind on your tefillin, be consciously aware that you're wearing them. Therefore, there's a chiv of mishmush. Now, let's come back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're not allowed to wear tefillin if you're in a matzah of kalas reish. If you've got kalas reish, if you're joking around and you're laughing and joking or whatever, then you have an issa to wear tefillin in that zman. Why is that? So according to Tosis, is very good because it's giving mevaz of the shame. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the issa which he wasn't direct from the Rambam, it's there. So why are you not allowed to wear tefillin while you've got in a matzah of kalas reish? So that's the L'chayr of the Vot is like this. Because since the tachlis of Levitch's tefillin is that you should wear them and be consciously aware that you're wearing them and not be misiach das from them, if you're in a matzav of kalas reish, that means you're engaged in an emotional distraction from the tachlis of Levitch's tefillin, which is that you should have your das on the tefillin and be consciously aware of them. Now you're involved in something which is totally the opposite. You're emotionally involved in kalas reish and tzreik, so then you can't, in that matzav, it's a bittle of the Hesach Hadas, which you mechayv to do, which Rabbash has to be wearing tefillin. The Torah is mechayv in Levitch's tefillin, that should be v'hayah metzchei tamid. And now you are being mevatel that mitzvah by when you're in the matzah of kalas reish. Oh, a second. That's the nafkimin. The nekudah is as I. There's the difference between not being mechayim and being mevatel. Right? When you're in a matzav of kalas roish, the kalas roish is an emotional distraction. A person is involved in something which is exciting for him, and therefore to get out of that matzav is that you need to uproot yourself from that matzav and to go to a different mode. So that is a bittel of the mitzvah of Hesach Hadas. So therefore you're not allowed to wear tefillin in a matzav when the mitzvah of Hesach Hadas is bottle. Yeah, well, not just because you're not mekayim, but you're mevatel it. Yeah, in a matzav of kalas roish, there's a matzav of bittel of Hesach Hadas. Mashaikin in a matzah when a person is like says Rabbi Yehuda, but when you're sleeping, and you shechayach Rabbi Yehuda, when you're aimed beira, all those lashainas, yeah, what's what Rabbi Yehuda mean? All it means is that you're not emotionally involved in something which is a bittle of the chiyuv of having your mind on the tefillin keseda, yeah. You're not, all you're doing is sleeping, so divinely you're not thinking about your tefillin. Not thinking about your tefillin is not a reason not to wear tefillin. Hooray, you can wear tefillin the whole day and do your work. Yeah, are you not thinking about your tefillin? But you're not emotionally involved in your work to the extent that you can't put your mind on your tefillin. Why are you doing your work? Or why are you learning? Or why are you davening? Because that's what you want to do now. But you're not engaged in something which is takes your mind off the tefillin totally. Yeah, as the Lashna Paskim, the Lashna Paskim is that it's what's called the Hesach Hadas Gadol and the Hesach Hadas Kom. Yeah, when you're in a matzav of taking kalas roish, that's called the matzav of Hesach Hadas Gadol. That means you're doing something which is a steer to the Hesach Hadas of Tefillin. So then you're being mevakel the mitzvah of Hesach Hadas. Yeah, of V'chayam Mitzchei Tomit. So then in a matzav of bittel of Hesach Hadas, then you have an issur to wear the Tefillin. However, b'shas b'shinis arai, or b'shas melacha, or b'shas tefillah, that's not a bittel of the mitzvah of V'chayam Mitzchei Tomit, that's just not a keel. So not a kiyum, okay, so whenever you think about it, whenever you've got 5 minutes spare, you'll come back to your tefillin. And it's not, you won't have to uproot yourself from something else in order to think about your tefillin. You'll just, from now on, you'll start thinking about your tefillin. That's all right. You don't need to have to be mekayim or hametz chatam and keseda. You're wearing the tefillin so that whenever you think about them, they will act as shamim. As long as you don't consciously put yourself into a mode where you're positively not thinking about your tefillin, then you can carry on wearing tefillin. So that's now the answer to the kasha which we started with. Yeah, the Rambam says, "Mitztayim b'inshin daf b'shevus alav is potter." Why is mitztayim b'inshin b'shevus alav potter? Because mitztayim b'inshin b'shevus also got an emotional tirada. Yeah, somebody who's a mitztayim, he's a chayla, or he's an ain't daf b'shevus alav. So he is got an emotional tirada which is taking him away from his having his mind on tefillin. Someone's got an emotional tirada, and therefore, because of his emotional tirada, can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Hametz Tomit, so he's also part of tefillin. Punkt as any kalas roish is an emotional matzav which takes the person away from tefillin. Therefore, that's why he's not allowed to wear tefillin during kalas roish. So I can over here, somebody who's got an emotional tirada, he's not well or whatever, he's worried about something, which involves he takes up his emotions and he's thinking about something. He can't think about his tefillin because there's something else which is slapping his mind away from that. So then he's part of tefillin. To say over Rivash, somebody asked Rivash the following question. The Talmud of the Rivash saw that his Rebbe was in the middle of Krishna. He was saying the pasuk of Kshatun Lesaradecha, and he went to kiss this tefillin. So he found that very strange. Who had been? He saw him. I don't know where here it is. When he saw the pasuk, he started looking at his tzitzis. So he found that very strange. So he asked him, "Why are you looking at your tzitzis when you say Risa Maisei?" So he answered him. He writes like this: Why do you find it strange that you should look at your tzitzis when you say Risa Maisei? It's pashut that the tachlis of wearing tzitzis is that you Risa Maisei Ria Mivili Deschira Zchira Mivili Deasia. And therefore, the fact that it's not a separate mitzvah doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah. Of course you have to look at your tzitzis b'shas when you're saying Shema, because that's the taklis of the mitzvah. Ah, you're saying, if you do that, are you going to be mashmash your tefillin every time you say Kasharatam? So what's wrong with that? That's a very, very good thing. Of course you should do that. Why should he do that? Because Mashi Ikshu Shem Kei and Yaseh came with Tzvilim. Yaseh v'yaseh. Shari Chayv Adam l'mashmash b'tzim kol shah. Kedei she yizoriz b'hem. Kedamirim b'per kamer d'shabas. Chayv Adam l'mashmash b'tzim kol shah v'shah. So you see from this Rivash also, he learned, why is there din Hesach Hadas? Not after Mizayin Hashem, but Kedei she yizoriz b'hem. Kedei she yizoriz b'hem. The Chiv Hesach Hadas is Kedei she yizoriz b'hem. Yeah, so that's what I take out. It's dubi to tzitzis. Yeah, if it would be as bizayin Hashem, it wouldn't be a shaykh, it wouldn't be a tzushtal to tzitzis. But he's saying in the same way that Matzit is the din of Arisem, that's why my tefillin is a din of Shleis Yechdaitai. So he's also learning the same vat. With this, you can answer Kasha, which the Bracha asks. The Bracha asks the Kasha. Now he found the Shittim Mekubetzes. The Shittim Mekubetzes in Menachos asked the following question. It says that the Shittim Mekubetzes in Menachos asked the Kasha. How are you allowed to daven while you're wearing tefillin? A strange question, yeah? The Shittim Mekubetzes asked the question. How can you say Shema and how can you daven when you're wearing tefillin? After Ari Dezeh, Mestiach Das Minat Tefillin. Zeh Frekta Akasha. So what's the teretz? Says the Shittim Mekubetzes, because Isaac B'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Why do you Isaac B'mitzvah tefillah? You're potter from the mitzvah of Hesach Hadas. What?
It's not
a mitzvah. That's what he says, that it's a mitzvah of Shleis Yechdaitis, he's learning that it's a mitzvah, that there's a bazundra mitzvah, that you have to have your mind on your tefillin. That's the bazundra mitzvah, which is after the mitzvah of Levishas Tefillin. After the mitzvah of Levishas Tefillin comes a new mitzvah of Hayom Etzchetomit, right? And you should have your mind on your tefillin. That's a new mitzvah. Yeah, not an issa. It's a new mitzvah. And on that, that's what I've been saying. Yeah, that's what I've been saying in the Rambam. It's a mitzvah to have your mind on your tefillin, kaseidah. And you're potter while you're davening. Frank, they make bracha. You see from this Shittim Mekubetzes that just because you can't stop yourself from being misliach das doesn't patter you from wearing tefillin. Yeah? Even if you're damish menesra, so you're zichah going to misliach das. Yeah, that's how he's learning. But nevertheless, you have to wear tefillin. No one says because you're damish menesra, you're potter from tefillin. How can this Rambam say that Mishnah time in that Mishnah Salah is potter from wearing tefillin? Why, Frek the Emet Bracha, why is the Mitzvah in that Mishnah Salah worse than some of his damish menesra? Some of his damish menesra also can't think about his tefillin kaseidah. No, I bet you say, Isaac is a potter from the mitzvah. He wears the tefillin and he's potter from the Mishmash, potter from the Din Hesach Hadas. So why is Mitzvah Tavi and Dach Mishmash potter altogether? Say you should wear the tefillin, and if you can't be Mekam the Din Hesach Hadas, so you won't be Mekam the Hesach Hadas. What's the Chilchiluk? Well, if Yitvareinu is very good. Why? Because we explained that. The Din Hesach Hadas is the mitzvah which you mukhev to do as Kedushas Tefillin. You mukhev to have your mind on your tefillin kaseidah to Mekam the mitzvah of Hayam Etzchetamid, like by Tzitzit is a mitzvah of Hayam Etzchetamid. So who had the tefillin? There's also a mitzvah of Mitzvah Tamid that you have to have your mind on your tefillin the whole time you're wearing them. So why do you daven and you take a potter from that mitzvah? Yeah? Take a potter from the mitzvah of Hayom Mitzvah Tamid. But there's no issa to wear the tefillin because you're not doing something which is fakir to the mitzvah. You're not being mevatel the mitzvah. You're just dividing the mitzvah of davening. So davening is no longer out of working. The work is, yeah? So therefore you're allowed to wear tefillin because you're not being mevatel the mitzvah. You're just not being mekayim the mitzvah necessarily. But so therefore, you had to not to mekayim because he's a mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. Hashem came. Somebody is mitzvah tayvin that mishavis alav. So since he's got an emotional tirda, that's me mafkiyim the yecheles from having the concentration on his tefillin. So that is now a bittle of the mitzvah of hayom etzchetamid. That's a bittle of the mitzvah of hayom etzchetamid. The tayvin can't wear tefillin in that mitzvah.
Yeah, 32 minutes. 32.